When 9-year-old Emma Hernandez was mauled to death by 3 pit bulls last month, it put Detroit's animal care and control under a harsh, unforgiving spotlight, particularly the revolving door of directors, 3 directors in only the past 4 years. Well, now the city has hired a new director. He began his job Monday, and now the spotlight is being fixed on his track record, including the fact he was fired from his last job. Kat Stafford covers Detroit government for the Detroit Free Press. So, Kat, tell us, who's this new director, and where's he been working through his 30-year career in animal welfare?
So the city of Detroit just hired Mark Coombs. He came from the state of Ohio, where he was the director of the Montgomery County Animal Resource Center. He ran into a lot of controversy during his time there. He was just let go from his job at the end of December, and he faced a lot of criticism from various animal advocacy groups who said the shelter he was running had a very high euthanasia rate. So there has been a lot of concern raised with this new hire.
And certainly, I happen to notice there's a petition calling for his removal, and it has racked up nearly 6,500 signatures as you and I talk. And this is just his second day on the job.
Yes, and what a lot of people did was they went and looked into his background and kind of really resurfaced some of these old stories about his tenure there. He was named in a lawsuit in connection with the dog mauling death of a resident there in 2014. And this lawsuit is claiming negligence on his end as well as the shelter. So a lot of animal advocacy groups that are here in the city of Detroit are concerned, especially in light of the issues that we've seen in Detroit with the recent dog mauling death of Emma Hernandez.
Now, have you been able to talk with Mark Coombs?
So yesterday, when I found out about this, I reached out to the city of Detroit. I asked if I could speak with him. He was not made available for comment. I was able to speak with the health department spokesperson, as well as a couple other city officials, but he has not yet spoken to the media.
So what are city officials saying? What's their reaction to this pushback?
Well, they're saying that they fully vetted his history. They're saying that he has already proposed a plan of action to improve services in the city of Detroit. And they're also saying that they're very confident. They're saying that this man has 30 years of experience in this industry and that he's going to bring a sense of security for residents as it relates to responding to a lot of these dangerous calls that we've seen in the headlines. But again, a lot of people are concerned. They really want this hire to be a good one. So a lot of people are saying, let's give him some time and see what he's able to do.
Yeah, in fact, I'm looking at the Facebook page for the Detroit Dog Rescue, and its director was put a post up there saying, in essence, hey, I have met with Mark Coombs. Let's give the guy a chance. And it was an interesting comment she wrote. Detroit is hard. There aren't a million people lining up for the job.
Yes, and I had the opportunity to actually shadow Christina Millman Rinaldi, who is the executive director of Detroit Dog Rescue, and we kind of were on the front lines. We saw a lot of the hard calls that they have to respond to, and she has a point. This is a tough job. You're not just dealing with animal welfare. You're responding to calls that involve people. So she, like many others, just wants to see someone good in this position, so she's kind of taking the stance, hey, let's hold off and see what he can do.
And we should note, I saw in your story, there has been more money earmarked for animal control. How much more?
So in light of a lot of the ongoing issues, animal control received a boost in funding earlier this year during the Detroit City Council's budget process. They went from about $2.6 million last year to nearly $3.3 million. So they've gotten some extra money. People are hoping that this means we'll see improvements at the animal shelter. And the city has also noted that they have brought on more animal care control officers, which is good because that means more boots on the ground in the community.
Kat Stafford, Detroit Free Press. Kat, thanks so much.
Thank you.